Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Noah from Tacoma is. Noah, are you there?
Yeah, and I'm ready.
That's what I like to hear. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Noah has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll do it.
What fruit is made up of 92% water?
Watermelon.
Correct. What coffee chain released Valentine's Day themed drinks?
Pass.
What injury is caused by freezing of the skin and underlying tissues?
Hypothermia?
No.
Frostbite.
Correct. According to Google, what is the most popular rodent to have as a pet?
Squirrel?
No.
guinea pig.
No.
Hamster?
Yes. Jerry Rice won 3 Super Bowl titles with what team?
49ers.
Correct. What sauce consists of mayo, pickles, and lemon juice?
Chick-fil-A sauce?
No.
Ketchup?
No.
Barbecue sauce?
No. When it comes to computers, what does USB stand for?
Pass.
Who played Phil in the 90s comedy Groundhog Day?
Pass.
What city is considered the fashion capital of the USA?
L.A.
No. Noah, you got 4 correct.
Ooh.
Also, I just love that you guessed squirrel for a popular rodent as a pet.
Let's go.
I feel like, Taryn, if you could, you would.
I would. I would be like Cinderella.
They are pretty cute.
They are.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What fruit is made up of 92% water?
Celery?
No.
Oh, yeah, fruit. Watermelon.
There we go. What coffee chain released Valentine's Day themed drinks?
Bigfoot Java.
No.
It's got to be Starbucks.
Of course
it is. I feel like every coffee place I could say, though, has a Valentine's
Day
drink.
What injury is caused by freezing of the skin and underlying tissues?
Cryogenics?
No.
What was the question again?
What injury is caused by freezing of the skin and
hypothermia.
Underlying tissues? No.
Oh. Frostbite.
There we go. According to Google, what is the most popular rodent to have as a pet?
Gerbil.
No.
Ferret?
No.
Rodent. A mouse.
No.
Hamster.
There we go. Jerry Rice won 3 Super Bowl titles with what team?
49ers.
Correct. What sauce consists of mayo, pickles, and lemon juice?
Tartar.
Yeah. When it comes to computers, what does USB stand for?
What was that?
When it comes to computers, what does USB stand for?
Universal Service Port. Box.
No. Like, where did the P come from? Wow. Steve, you got 5 correct.
Aye.
And I hate to say it, but it's a win.
Let's go.
5-4. Noah, that was close, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Next time, Noah.
If only he had
He would be good at post-game interviews if he was a football player.
No.
How'd that game go? Yeah.
Yeah, not great. Mm-hmm. He should have just guessed Starbucks for coffee chain, but he didn't. You eventually got hamster, which he eventually got, but at first he said squirrel, which just thinking of squirrels a little pet would be so precious.
It would be awesome.
And when it comes to computers, what does USB stand for? Universal Serial Bus.
Bus.
You got the first part right.
Yeah. And the two you didn't get to, who played Phil the 90 comedy Groundhog Day?
That'd be Bill Murray.
Sure would. And Noah did not know that. He passed immediately. And what city is considered fashion capital of the USA?
That would be Puyallup, Washington.
Yeah, look at you. You're looking great.
Thank you.
New York. But close. You still won, so congrats.
A well-known TV personality is going viral for dealing with something that led to him saying this.
Folks, I'm going to take a break. I am getting very, very sick very, very quickly on this set.
We're going to tell you all about that after Scorpions.
The Daily Mix Show.
Poor Colin Cowherd had to very abruptly end a segment during his show, which is called The Herd on FS1. And he said that he was about to be sick live on TV. This is what it sounded like.
Number three is the Lakers are aspirational franchise with statues everywhere in the building. And the bottom line here is I think we're going to get a more dedicated Luka. Folks, I'm going to take a break. I am getting very, very sick very, very quickly on this set. And we will return.
He's probably sick because, like everybody, they're just blown away that this guy was traded to the Lakers. He's just sick to his stomach.
Well, they had this guy, Jason McIntyre, step in after they went to commercial break and he didn't come back. And that was pretty wild. But he did, they were able to like assure the listeners that he was going to be okay. Like he was a little bit under the weather. It sounds like maybe something that he ate.
Oh, man. Imagine if he actually ended up getting sick on TV. I mean, that would go viral.
Oh, absolutely. That'd being be horrible. Viral.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you had an interesting question you were asking when we were talking about this during the commercial break.
I was just wondering, like, did they always have somebody just sitting there kind of idling, waiting for something like this to happen? Did this guy know today was going to be, or that day was going to be his big day getting called up to the big leagues?
Or did that guy feed him the food that Colin ate that made him sick?
Oh, and this
I watch
how,
Showgirls. I know how people are in the entertainment business.
This is how we start a conspiracy theory.
Yes. Let's go. Let's go with it. Let's put it out there on the social medias.
I mean, love it.
Well, I mean, Colin's a local guy, too.
He talks about local things all the time. Yep. We've heard him reference Lynnwood many, many times.
Now, this is how my brain works. When that all happened, I was like, I wonder if anybody's ever hurled on TV as a reporter. So, of course, I go on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Spoiler, I did not find anybody doing that. Nor I don't know if I'd want to play that because it's a little gnarly. But I was just like, you know, you get that curiosity. Like, it's had to have happened. And I'm sure it has. I didn't come across any videos of people just, like, stopping down to get sick. But I did come across some pretty crazy moments during TV news reports where they had to, like, cut away from somebody because something was going on with them. Like, this woman in Canada who got sick while she was doing like a field report, and eventually like the anchor's like, yeah, let's pull away because they don't know if maybe she like suffered a stroke or she was just, but the audio is just crazy.
So for them, this is about 1,000 days too late. Now, Nariman, looking at the day, families are pushing the feds to sorry, Airman, I'm not feeling very well right now, and I'm about to...
Okay, we'll come back to me. Right?
Thanks for that, ladies. I'm like, okay, but what?
That is horrific.
And how about she's still doing the report?
Holy cow.
Like, that's impressive.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, I know one person even commented saying, well, at least you have a video that you can show to somebody if it is some kind of a brain thing so they can kind of at least witness what it was like when it was first hitting you. I was like, I never even thought about something like that.
That's a solid point.
Like, if there was a silver lining, at least you do have, like, video proof of that. Now, on a more lighthearted side, did come across another reporter. It was like a group of people, kind of like it's Global News, I think, but it's like kind of like one of those like, you know, round table discussions, and they were doing like a lighthearted thing about holiday treats and holiday meals, and one of the ladies made an artichoke dip for her coworkers to try. And let's just say it didn't go very well. Let's see if it plays.
So it's artichoke
dip. Too much. Is it edible?
Yeah, at first I'm like, well, it's not that bad, but the vinegar.
But there's no vinegar in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so, like it's got...
I'm not trying to be rude here.
It's okay.
He's not trying to be rude, but he's got like a nag. He's just like got his whole mouth, and he's just like making it look like he's not hurling, but he's like making the sounds.
It's okay. I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Oh.
Well, okay, I didn't have a lemon. So I just cut up an orange and put that in there. And then I didn't know what spices to put in, so I put
celery salt and oregano in it.
See, this is where the little bits of chemistry play in, Leslie. Things didn't combine properly.
I like how he's giving her a science lesson.
I just like that she's just throwing random stuff together, hoping that it will taste like a recipe.
And then brought it in like, here's my famous artichoke dip. Yeah, I don't know how. So for those that don't know, it does tie in that we are doing a Super Sides showdown on, was it Thursday and Friday?
Thursday and Friday, so with the men's room.
We've all of us on the shows, and you can listen to yesterday's podcast if you want to hear, or was it Monday's podcast, right?
That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
This is a long week. This is already a very long week. And we're all making Super Bowl sides that we picked out of a hat to see who can make a better dish. But the problem is that none of us can use recipes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we might have a moment like this. I don't know if it's going to be during Sarah. Sarah got mac and cheese. How can you really mess that up?
Thank goodness I got mac and cheese. Could you imagine if I got like meatballs or something like meaty? I'd probably kill you guys.
You would.
Yeah, I can't really kill you guys with mac and cheese, hopefully.
We'll find out.
Check the expiration dates on everything that you do, please.
Oh, yeah, I should do that, shouldn't
I?
Well, this might be the craziest story that anyone has ever come across, ever. There was a woman who ended up uncovering her husband's affair because everything in her house was turning green, including her cat. We're going to tell you all about this at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
A woman accidentally uncovered her husband's affair after noticing that things in her house, including her pet cat, were turning green.
Someone texted and said maybe the Grinch is living there.
He's a sneaky Grinch, that's for sure.
He's a mean one too, I hear.
But of course, she had to go to the internet to post about it.
Well, that's how you find out everything now. You just go on the internet, you throw it out there. There are times where I'm on the internet and people ask some questions and people are like, just go to the doctor. Why are you asking us? We're just a group of like hockey players.
Well, of course, people came to her with their theories.
Okay.
And there was one person that suggested that the green could be coming from a brand new pair of Old Navy jeans because they stain everything, apparently.
I don't think I've ever owned Old Navy. I've a lot of stuff that I've gotten from Old Navy, like t-shirts and like sweaters and things like that, but I don't think I own any of their jeans.
I don't think I've ever worn Old Navy jeans either, so I cannot speak to this, Steve, but apparently they stain everything if they have not been washed yet.
Okay. And so they're speculating that he's having an affair?
Yeah.
Because he's with somebody who's wearing Old Navy jeans?
Yes.
That's oddly specific.
And originally she thought, you know, she just kind of didn't think that was going to be the real theory. But then she did some digging and found out that he was, in fact, chatting with somebody. Photos and text messages and all sorts of stuff.
I did see she put like an update saying, turns out it was something to do with the Old Navy jeans. I shared that whole story. And then the original person who suggested, I was like, whoa, what the hell? That's crazy. I didn't think that really was the case. Like that it was. I think maybe they were just kind of goofing around saying, try another person wearing Old Navy jeans. And then she did some digging. I don't think she found anything about Old Navy jeans as far as like him purchasing stuff, but then saw
she's wearing them.
She's wearing them, but also him having some inappropriate conversations.
Was she doing something inappropriate with the cat? Why was the cat green?
I'm very confused about that part.
Was the cat rolling around in her pants? What was happening?
She pulled the pants off. Yeah. The cat snuggled into the jeans.
Oh. Made a little home in there.
This all seems so unbelievable.
If anyone has any, you know, personal experience with the green Old Navy jeans, I would love to hear about that because that's news to me.
I kind of want to get a pair of Old Navy jeans to see if that happens.
To test the theory.
But then, of course, then that means everything in my house is going to turn green and my wife is going to be very upset with me.
I've been to your house. You have very nice furniture. Don't do that to your wife.
What, babe? I was just doing it for science.
Oh, no. So what do you think about the rockaholics in this situation? Do you think we have some stories that people might have, 206-803-ROCK, about how our rockaholics may have busted someone for cheating, or how did you bust someone?
Now, can we up the ante?
Oh.
I mean, I definitely want to hear those stories, but can we up... have you ever walked in on somebody or been walked in on?
So not just bust them, but bust them in the act.
In the act. I'm just so fascinated by that because... You know, we always have that conversation, like, what would you do if you walked in? But, like, thankfully, I've never had to worry about that. Like, I've come close where I've almost thought I was walking on something. Not with my wife. This is, like, in college. But, like, I always think, I'm like, how would I... you know, you say you're going to do X, Y, and Z, but will you? And it'd be interesting to hear from rockaholics that maybe have experienced that. And did they do what they thought they were going to do if they ever busted someone for cheating?
Yeah, bonus points if you caught them in the act.
Or been caught in the act.
For sure.
If you're willing to admit to that.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
How were you busted cheating? Or how did you bust someone else cheating on you? 206-803-ROCK. And if we have anyone listening who actually busted someone in the act, we want to hear that story too.
It looks like we ask and we shall receive, because not only do we have texts, but we also have phone calls from people who have busted people in the act.
206-803-ROCK. Let's start with John in Olympia. Tell us who you walked in on.
Oh, it was my ex-wife. Her name was Jody. I won't say her last name, but...
Good, because we probably... We would dump it if we did.
Yeah. But anyway, I had walked in on her. I had just come home from a late night. I don't know what I was doing, but I was out all night doing something.
Probably. Were you doing other women?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not that way. But I walked in the door, and this guy jumps out of her bed, starts pulling his pants up.
Oh!
Did you have any an inkling of suspicion? Did you ever have that vibe, like, oh, there could be something going on? I'm just so curious, like, when you walked in the door, did you get, like, a vibe or a feeling, too?
As soon as I walked in the door, it hit me, and I just, I turned around. I was so emotional, I turned right around, walked right out. I walked over to the neighbors. Who were good friends, and, you know, I told them what I just witnessed, and then they had a chair sitting out on their lawn. I went out there, and I took a carpenter's knife, and I cut a tattoo of her name out of my arm.
What?
Was not expecting that part of the story. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. Yeah.
So, John, did you guys work things out?
I called in, because I knew it was a story.
Wow. So how have you been since? Like, I mean, I can't imagine you stayed with that girl.
I've been great since. I mean, I've got a new wife. She's the love of my life, and she's everything that any of them weren't.
Any of them. So you had multiple wives?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
Well, I'm on number four.
Number four?
Hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to make a few mistakes before
they
you find the right one.
They always say fourth time is the charm.
That is exactly what they say.
We love you, John.
Thanks, John.
My goodness. Imagine walking in on that.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder, like, I always say, oh, I'm going to beat the guy up, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I might have that same reaction where it's like, you know what? Get the hell out. Both of you, I'm done.
And then go cut the tattoo off your arm?
That part was I wasn't expecting.
I also hope he doesn't go get a new tattoo of the new wife.
Stay away from the tattoos, buddy. She's like, why don't you ever take your shirt off in front of me? It's going to be a minute. I got to save up until I'm ready to do that.
206-803-ROCK. Steve from Honolulu. Tell us the story about who you busted.
Hola.
Hola.
So I walked in on my best friend and one of my ex-wives. We were down in Arizona, and yes, a lot of alcohol was involved. And we'd been drinking, and I passed out, apparently, because I woke up in the living room all alone. And I said, well, where's my wife and my best friend?
Oh, boy.
And I wandered back into my bedroom, and there they are, both of them just butt-ass naked, passed out in the bed.
Oh.
And the story is that nothing happened.
Did you believe that story?
Well, I mean, we were hammered, so I can...
Yeah, but I've been hammered, you know, and never ended up naked with another woman. That's my...
Well, I can understand that nothing happened except they, you know, got naked and got into bed. Something happened.
Right. Hey, really weird question. Now, when you walked in and you saw both of them passed out, who do you wake up first?
Oh, I didn't wake either one of them up. I jumped out of there and ran to his house and told his wife.
Whoa! Now, question, Steve, are you still married to the woman?
I didn't tell Sarah.
Are you still married to the woman, and are you still friends with the friend?
Neither.
Yeah.
I've moved on from that woman and another one. But I did stay in contact with my friend, but it was never quite the same after that. And, check this out. After that incident, we weren't married yet. So that kind of postponed our wedding for, you know, a couple months.
But then you still married her and divorced her. Are you remarried now, Steve?
No. Well, yes and no. I remarried since then and divorced again.
Wait, so how many wives total have you had?
Just three. Only three.
Okay. Yeah, the other guy had four. So you're still, you got plenty of time to work with.
206-803-ROCK. Seth from Seattle. Who did you bust?
I busted. Hello, by the way.
What's up?
I busted my wife at the time and my best friend.
You know, I've seen these thumbnails on certain websites, and I'm always like, this is, I don't think this actually really does happen. Like, but now you have two straight stories of people whose significant other, wife, girlfriend hooked up with their best friend.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happened. We kind of had an issue, though. We opened up Pandora's box a little bit with our friend relationships. So we kind of opened up that box, if you know what that means.
Yes. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Right, so we weren't really smart, but we had a rule, and the rule was not to, you know, go outside, you know, without sex. And, you know, there was six people involved, and out of the three couples, two were doing it behind the other's back, except for myself and one of my buddy's wife. We did not.
Isn't that crazy that, like, you create this, like, comfort zone, you create consent, and it's like, we're doing this kind of stuff where we can have more than one lover, yet still people are doing it behind, even though it wouldn't be frowned upon, but they're still doing, finding a way to do it behind other people's backs.
It's so ridiculous. Never do it. It's the worst thing you could possibly do to your relationship.
Yeah, Danny, I'm not doing it. I told you.
I've never heard of anybody saying it works.
So. Now, Seth, out of curiosity, because we talked to a couple other people that had multiple wives, how many times have you been married?
So I'm married again, but this is only my second, and I've been married for quite some time. So
nice. If we keep taking calls, we'll find someone who's only been married once. Right on, Seth. You rock.
Oh boy!
Somebody even said I came home from work early and caught my wife and cousin making out on the living room floor. Nice. They're now married with three kids.
Whoa!
I gotta imagine that you're not hanging out with them at the family get-togethers.
Oh, I want to go to that Christmas real bad. Ask some questions. Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? If you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday, that could be very helpful because we gave out three of the correct answers during the men's room at 540. He currently has a record of 34 wins, 20 losses, and 5 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.